The program you are about to hear is intended for an adult audience. It may contain language or opinions that could be offensive to some listeners.
This week on the show, is it good to jerk off? Some doctors are saying it helps prevent cancer. Not that anyone would stop doing it, even if it killed baby seals. Children in a high school eat rat poisoning, thinking it was candy. And Japanese researchers are all set to start their own real-life Jurassic Park. If there is a sex joke in this, we will find it. It is January 11th, 2011. Yeah, I'm looking at it right here. It says 11, but it's not the 11th. It's the 22nd, isn't it? It's not January 11th.
It could be January 11th.
I hope not. I would be confused suddenly.
We just went back in time. It could be January 11th.
This could be taped. They don't know.
Ha, 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 ha,
ha. This is the 2 Cent Show. I'm your host, Stu Griffin. This is my co-host here, Jibba Fox Coon. Good evening. How's it going, everybody? I hope everybody's doing okay. How have you been?
I've been doing good.
Shows are getting a little more sporadic lately, I know, but the holidays and the cons
and things. And
you were at FC last weekend.
Yes, I was.
And with everybody else in the world, except me, and I think Toast.
Yeah.
Me and Toast were the only people who did not go. Yeah, that was crazy. But how was it? Did you have fun? What happened?
I always have fun at a con. I was there with my boyfriend and two other friends that I hadn't seen since AC, and we drank ourselves senseless every night.
Well, that's different for you, isn't it?
Well, you know, like normal at a con, I will drink until the sun comes up.
Yeah.
And then sleep and then go about my daily routine and drink when I wake up, and that's exactly what I did.
And then you get home and it's like, what the hell was I doing? I'm never doing that again until next
con.
But
you know what's funny?
What?
I met some dude that works for Google who makes $130,000 a year.
Hi, what's his name? Hi, and welcome to the show.
Well, I'm not going to say his name.
Welcome to the show, whatever your name is. We like you.
I'm going to keep in strict contact with you.
Don't blame you. Was he a good guy? Was he a nice guy?
No, he was real nice.
Okay.
He was real nice. We hung out. He drank with us. He even bought us booze, and we all drank, and we played cards, and drank.
Eventually, you slept.
Eventually.
Maybe.
But I drank until I passed out.
Yeah.
And then woke up.
Well, that's con. That's what you do at cons. That's what you're supposed to do at a con. You're supposed to drink until you can't drink anymore. And then you sleep for a while. You get up. You go to one panel. During that panel, you start drinking. And...
Well, I went to one panel of the whole convention. And then I hosted a dance competition, obviously, because I host them all.
Yeah, yeah.
But I went to one panel. I was drinking before the panel. And the panel started at 10 a.m. in the morning.
Real? Oh, wow. So you were up at 10 a.m.?
Yeah.
See, I can't.
It was a ballroom dancing panel. I was not going to miss that.
You can't. Yeah, you can't
get out of that.
You cannot get out of that. That one, we'll see. There was FC, FWA. That's coming up next.
Yep. Are you going to that?
I'm going to that. You going to that?
We're not.
You all. See, we're going to switch off.
Yeah.
We got to
be everywhere at once. So
we don't want there to be too much awesomeness at one con. It will blow your mind. So, yeah, we got to switch off. But, yeah, I'll be in Atlanta.
I'll put you this
March.
Way. Still,
maybe.
This much chance that I might be able to show up. Wait, when is it in March?
This, huh?
When is it in March?
It's like
third
middle of March, isn't it? Or something like that.
Oh, no, I really can't go there. I'm going on a cruise, remember?
Oh, that's right. You got a cruise. He's going to get on a boat.
I'm going on a boat for 7 days at the beginning of March.
7 days and seven glorious nights on a boat. Blah, 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 blah.
And it's a Disney cruise at that.
See, you can have that. Children everywhere.
Actually, I've been on one before, and it's not children everywhere.
Children everywhere.
Have you been on one?
Children.
Have you?
Everywhere.
Ain't been?
I live on a Disney. You don't know that. When I leave here at night,
uh-huh.
I get on a Disney cruise.
That's where I sleep.
That's where I sleep every night. And them damn kids are all over the place. Let me tell you that. You know, I got a...
sure, whatever.
There's this one time I was hoping you were going to do it again.
I was. But you made me laugh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got a new game. Actually, for those of you guys, for you gamers out there, I know you have a lot of gamers that watch the show. Some of you are probably waiting for Dead Space 2 to come out. Well, I never played Dead Space 1, but I've been seeing the actual, you know, the commercials for Dead Space 2, which is amazing, by the way. They show a little bit of the game, but what they mostly show are people's mothers watching the game.
Oh, yeah.
And going, why would they make this? And, you know, that's going to sell it right there. But it's actually looking like a pretty good game,
oh,
so.
Shit.
What happened?
I left
you forgot
sweat.
Your rag? Oh.
I'm all sweating and percolating over here.
Oh, you could just sit there and just run. But, yeah, so I figured, you know, the least I could do is get Dead Space 1 and play through it. So, and since it was on sale on Steam for like $6.
Yeah,
I thought
about buying that.
Yeah, so I grabbed it, and actually, it's a good game. I'm surprised that I have not played that before, because it's third person. It's like third person kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not quite first person, but it's still pretty cool.
It's still, okay. Well, I've seen a friend play
it. You can tell
Xbox.
It was written for Xbox and then ported to PC.
Yeah, I saw a friend play it on Xbox when it first came out.
Yeah, but it's actually a really good game. So for you guys out there, I don't know if it's still on sale, but if you guys have been curious about it, you can actually go on Steam and it'll say it's, you know, $6.80 with pre-purchase of Dead Space 2.
Yeah.
That's a load of shit. You can just buy it. It's like
what you don't know is that you pre-purchased. I mean, you pre-registered for it.
I may have pre-registered for it, but it said pre-purchase.
Well,
and I didn't pre-purchase.
You
shit.
Paid $6.99 for the game.
Uh huh.
$5.99 went toward the copy, and they're gonna bug you when it comes out.
No, they'll bug
you.
Yeah,
they will bug you when it comes out.
They will bug me. They will, and I'll write to them and say I already bought it for Xbox. And then Xbox will write to me and say I already bought it for PC. No, actually, I'm going to get it. I will.
It's
going to be fun. Well, it's like a bunch of dead aliens.
Yeah.
It's like you kill a lot of things and their limbs fly everywhere and then it freaks out and things jump out at you. And then there are like these little, like, aborted spider baby things that wander around and, like, try to kill you. And it's awesome. I mean,
I don't know if I like the fact of little spider baby things that jump out and try to kill me.
But that's awesome. Have you... Am I the only one who fantasizes about little aborted spider baby things coming out to kill me? I mean, come on. Everybody out there at one time or another has thought about it a little bit, you know. Everybody has thought about it, you know.
No.
He's the only person on
this green earth, well, brown earth, red earth in the south.
Am I really the only one that... See, I was joking, you know. I don't really. Okay, so.
White quit.
Yeah. And moving on. Let's scoot on to the news, shall we?
Oh my holy god! It's time for the news!
Actually, very interesting in Tokyo, and you know the Japanese would be the ones to do this. They're actually going to. Remember that mammoth they dug up a little while ago, that almost perfectly preserved mammoth?
Oh, yeah.
They got out of the snow, right? Well, turns out that thing has got loads of actually preserved DNA in it. And the Japanese are already like,
they're going to clone it. Yep,
they're going to clone it. They're going to do it. They've already tested it with a couple of mice and a couple of things. And the news story we got here, it's like Japanese researchers will launch a project this year to resurrect the long extinct mammoth by using cloning technology to bring the ancient pachyderm back to life in around 5 years' time, it says. The researchers will try to receive the species, revive the species by obtaining tissue this summer from a carcass of mammoth preserved in a Russian research laboratory. Under the plan, the nuclei of the mammoth cells will be inserted into an elephant's egg cell from which the nuclei have been removed to create an embryo containing a mammoth genes. The embryo will then be inserted. A lot of inserting going on in here. Into elephants. I'm trying to make that sex joke, we promise. Into an elephant's uterus in the hopes that the animal will eventually give birth to a baby mammoth. Good idea, bad idea?
I see it as both. Good idea that we can possibly do that. Bad idea is that Japan is going to be ruined because that thing is going to grow up and then...
Fuck Godzilla, they're going to have mammoth mind.
Mammoth.
Yeah, it will happen. You know, Japan, stop
it. Japan's on wait.
Stop it.
Japan's on an island just like Jurassic Park. He's going to spread and they're going to spread to what was it? Frog eggs and then
they're going to swim across the ocean to New York.
Yes, and then
damn.
Done. Wait,
oh,
no.
Wait.
No, we're done. Because
LA
to the Pacific.
Shit.
It's done.
That's right. It's going to be LA first and then it's going to march all the way across. Damn.
We're fucked.
That's the end of the world.
Thank you, Japan. We didn't nuke them hard enough the first time.
We tried.
We needed another couple, you know? Boom!
I haven't talked that fast in a long time.
You must be... You just...
I got excited.
Excited about the... No, I mean, hasn't Japan learned enough? I mean, is it, come on. From all the damn monster movies, haven't you guys had enough bad scenarios?
Isn't this telling you?
Yeah, yeah. From genetic experiments, you guys really gonna keep fucking with this? So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I think it could be cool.
It would be kind of groovy to have, like, you know, a mammoth around. Just to say, look, it's a mammoth.
Right.
I mean, to actually get videos, pictures, news stories of a real mammoth, you know, that would be kind of groovy. I think that would be cool. Now, if they could do it with dinosaurs, actually, I think that'd be a good idea, too. I mean, Jurassic Park, yeah, but I don't see it.
You know, well, you remember in Jurassic Park, they were, well, I do.
I mean, oh, come on. Like, T-Rex is wandering around New York City. Come on.
Well, no. The original Jurassic Park, where it was on the island, and then their natural instincts kicked in.
Possible. Well, there's always going to be somebody in the background going, don't fuck with nature. There's going to be the old guy.
I'm not saying not to fuck with nature.
Don't fuck with nature.
Just make sure you can keep him contained. That's my issue.
Yep. He's going to be over there. It's going to be the same guy who was at the LHC. You know, you're going to make black holes. It's going to kill everyone. Now he's going to go to Japan. Don't fuck with mammoths. They'll stomp on you. Kill you dead.
But, actually, you know that's going to happen.
That's going to...
He's going to stomp on... The mammoth's going to stomp on somebody, and there's going to be video of it, and we have to put it on this show.
You know, eventually, if it's a male mammoth, you know they will have to collect semen.
Yes.
Someone, it will be someone's job to jerk off a mammoth.
That's going to be the running gag of this show, isn't it?
Why not? I don't see any reason why not. But, yeah.
Okay, so, well, if that's okay. All right. It's all right. I got it.
Let's see. Yeah, another interesting story with,
jerking off.
Yeah, this is a jerking off segue right into our next subject here. I didn't know about this. Apparently this has only started since 2002, but...
Jerking off?
No.
There's
some kind of sickness. There's some kind of people. Here's the news story. Some poor men are apparently allergic to their own semen, developing a mysterious flu-like illness after they have an ejaculation. The condition known as post-orgasmic illness syndrome, or POIS, has been documented since 2002. Symptoms include feverishness, runny nose, extreme fatigue, and burning eyes, which can last for up to a week. Some physicians had suggested that the disorder was psychosomatic, but a professor of sexual psychopharmacology at Utrecht University in the Netherlands and his colleagues demonstrated on two papers in the Journal of Sexual Medicine that the syndrome was allergic in nature and that it might be possible to desensitize men to the problem. They studied 45 guys with the disease. 33 of the men agreed to undergo a standard skin prick allergy test. 29 of those 33, or 88%, showed a positive allergic reaction to their own goo.
So they made them jack off into a cup, then stabbed them with it, and then they got allergic to it.
Yes. They got allergic reactions to their own goo. It's not clear, however, why they exhibited a response to semen only when it was released from the testicles. They didn't feel ill when they jerked off without ejaculating. But as soon as the semen came from the testes, after that, they became ill, sometimes within just a few minutes. There is no better... You know, when is it going to get clear to people that nature does not want us breeding anymore?
What's up, people?
I mean, I don't think... Look, there's too many damn people on this planet. Proof. Nature is making us allergic to our own goo, all right? And making us allergic to food...
No!
She's turning
food
us all gay?
Or something that I cannot... No. When your child is allergic to 6,000 different things, it's not... No. That's not nature. That's because your mother didn't make you eat dirt as a child. That's the reason they're... That's the reason they got allergic to that shit.
This is nature trying to kill us. It's trying to kill us. There's too many of us. And she knows it. She's going to make us allergic to our own goo. She's going to make us die when we eat food. Make us fall over dead for any damn reason. She's going to turn us all gay. Everybody's going to be gay. Nobody's going to want to have any kids no more. And even if they did, whenever they jerk off, they'll get sick. We can't win anymore. There's, what, 12 trillion people on this planet now? Something like that?
One of those 12, little symptoms.
12.1 trillion?
Or a little. That I don't, one of them I don't agree with. Fatigue. After you jack off, you get tired anyway.
Especially that's
if
a good point.
You
that's
have a point. Good one, and you're just like, oh, and it's time to go to sleep.
Yep, boom.
That's why people go to sleep after sex.
You'd have to have a real good one to be tired for a week, though. Have you ever...
Not for a week.
That'd be a good one.
That'd be a good one.
That'd be a
you
good
shot
one,
the
mama.
Ceiling.
Yeah. Let's see. San Francisco. Oh, this is a great one. 7 San Francisco middle school students were taken to hospitals Thursday after ingesting small amounts of rat poison.
I read about this.
They found on top of a classroom filing cabinet, thinking the single blue cube was candy. Mindy Talmadge, the fire department spokeswoman, said one of the students found a small cube and took a little nibble off of it and told classmates it tasted like a cookie. 6 others, boys and girls ranging in age from 10 to 12, then licked or bit pieces out of the 1.5-inch cube of poison. It was unclear how it got in the classroom. District officials said they are investigating the matter. Again, nature trying to kill us. When teenagers are walking up to anything blue, and going, oh, look, it's food.
No, these were kids.
Oh, no, they're teenagers. Teenagers
these
should
kids
know
were in
better.
Elementary school.
This was a high school, wasn't it?
No, these kids were in elementary.
Middle school. It's middle school.
Middle school.
Junior high. But still,
no.
I mean, middle school is junior high.
No, I remember reading that, though. Okay, well, I guess I'm
think
wrong.
It was, yeah, it's, no, it's, you don't, I mean... I say don't help them. Yeah. Kids, what is this? Oh, look, it says Drano. Skull and crossbones. That must mean it's tasty. Blah, blah, blah. Leave them there. Just leave them. Leave them right where they are. I don't care, you know? We have a duty to the planet at this point. Because, see, now, these kids will go on, and they're going to breed. Unless, of course, they're allergic to their own sperm. And then, of course, they won't. But, you know... Or they die of, you know,
those
they
kids,
eat peanuts and
they,
die. It could happen.
They just sterilize themselves with a rat poison.
Maybe. That would be kind of ironic.
It would.
Kind of ironic. There should be processes. Like, if you do something like this, they should just take your balls. There should be some kind of, you know, process, you know, some kind of court proceedings where you did what? We got to take your balls. We can't allow you to, you know, have any children because...
Don't do the vasectomy. Don't take the balls.
I mean, leave the balls, but just...
Let them have the feeling of being able to...
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes.
Cut them off!
No!
Let it be...
Everybody should have the right to masturbate!
No! Let...
Everybody!
Let their Ken dollness be a
no.
constant reminder
no. Wait,
of
but,
how
no.
stupid they
let
were!
Everybody on this face of the planet should have the right to masturbate! And this is coming from your next president of the Two-Cent Show! Right to masturbate! He says you shouldn't. He's the opponent. Don't listen to him.
I say there are two people who are too stupid. You have to earn the right to jerk off. This isn't something that's just given to you. You get to earn the right to jerk off. There's several factors to be considered. Distance. Volume. I mean, come on. We can't just give this privilege to anyone. Besides, some of them are getting sick from it.
They still should have the right. If you got sick from it, would you still do it? Even if you jerked off and slept for a week, you would wake up, jerk off again, and sleep for another week. You know you would.
That's about what I do already. So, I guess.
Yeah, he jerks off after the show, goes to sleep, wakes up, works on the show,
next week.
Jerks off again. Yep. This is what happens every week.
Yep.
Oh, shit. I forgot your fart cam.
What? Well, that's okay because you make that all up anyway. I never fart on the show, and you know it. Okay, I'll tell you what. We'll agree on a jerk. Everyone does have the right to jerk off a mammoth. Everyone can jerk off a mammoth. And here in 5 years, we'll be able to. So, yeah. That's going to be one happy
I'm
mammoth.
I'm going to petition for you to be the first person.
You know, As nasty as that is, I'm... No, never mind.
I'm glad you didn't go there.
Never mind. I was like, do I really want my name in the record? No, I don't. No, I don't. I'll skip that one. Let's see. Garden City in New York. A man who claims a rodent bit him on the penis while he was being held in a New York jail. Can proceed.
Did he eat the red one?
With a, I don't know. Well, everything is just chained together today. You know, can proceed with a federal civil right lawsuit claiming county officials should have better pest control. Peter Solomon claims in his lawsuit against Nassau County that a rodent came out of a hole in his mattress and bit him while he was jailed in February 2007 on a charge of menacing his wife. Hang on. It's okay. We're going to just hold on to it. He's a Vietnam veteran who says he was already suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome. Whatever the fuck. Solomon sued the following year, claiming deliberate indifference to his health and safety and failing to adequately protect him from rodents. Solomon claims he suffered emotional distress, and his attorney said Thursday that Solomon has complete sexual dysfunction. Jibba, go!
Go! No, you're in fucking jail. You in a fucking jail, and you can't even shoo a rat. I don't know about you two, but if a rat's about to bite me in the penis, I'm going to shoo him away.
I'm gonna kick him off.
He laid there and let this fucking rat bite him in the penis, and now now it doesn't function. What?
That's what it says.
He ate some rat poison, and he had just jerked off, was allergic to it, and fell asleep. And when it was all over down there, and the rat poison made it...
Dreaming about jerking off a mammoth.
Exactly.
Yep.
And the rat came up and bit him. Fuck that.
He's in jail. You know what? You're in jail. You get your dick bit by a rat. Stop breaking the law, asshole! You stop it! I mean, the guy's in jail for, what, beating up a human being? And he can't keep a rat off his dick?
He can't fight off a rat! You can beat up your wife, but you can't beat a rat.
Well, I don't understand. You know, it's automatic. Any guy out there will tell you this. Somebody just flinches at you, and automatically. Right here.
Instantly.
Now, what dude's just going to let a rat just bite him up? Oh, hello there.
Maybe he thought it was going to be
a blowjob. Aren't you cute? What you gonna do, Dad? Oh, that licking. Oh, you want the salt. I say, ow! See, that's what happened.
Are you secretly a furry dude in prison?
I bet you is.
I bet like you like the rats.
You like the rats?
I bet know like a few. Them.
Apparently the rats like you. At least part of you. The rat, poor rat just came out and went, Vienna sausage, home. You know what? Just... he didn't know nothing. One more story. Okay, here's the good side of jerking off. More jerking off now. Men could reduce their risk of developing prostate cancer through regular masturbation, research suggests. They say cancer-causing chemicals could build up in the prostate if men do not ejaculate regularly. And they say sexual intercourse may not have the same proactive effect because of the possibility of contracting a sexually transmitted infection, which could increase men's cancer risk. Australian researchers questioned over 1,000 men who had developed prostate cancer and 1,200 who had not about their sexual habits.
They said they didn't cough enough.
They found that those who ejaculated the most between the ages of 20 and 50 were the least likely to develop the cancer. The proactive effect was greatest while the men were in their 20s. Men who ejaculated more than 5 times a week were a third less likely to develop prostate cancer later in life. I will never have that cancer. 5 times a week? I'm golden. I'm good. I'm not even worried about it now.
Have you ever jacked off so much you shot blanks?
Yeah. I've jacked up so much that just nothing came out.
Right.
A little flag that said bang.
Right, that shot.
I
mean, you go through the motions and like boom, 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 boom. Oh.
Yeah. I jerked off until sand come out. Shit that looked like, the mummy fell apart and came out my dick. You know, that's...
Oh, Jesus.
Nothing but dust. It's cartoon poof cloud come out. That's So I don't have to worry about no prostate cancer.
You reminded me of Beavis and Butthead, because there was an episode where he was going to jack off every day for every amount of years that he were old.
Yeah.
And each birthday he tried to continue, and on the show, it got up to like 40. And he jerked off the 40th time. The Sahara came out of his head.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, I've had the whole, you know, palm trees, everything. Just come out. Yeah, those are the days, you know. Now, don't die yet. Don't die yet, because we got to go on to our next thing now.
Don't look behind you.
Oh, Jesus Lord.
Oh, yeah. We've already got you going, too. Your broke count is going to be astronomical today. How many viewers have we got over there, Bun?
We're looking at about 190.
Okay.
Oh, God.
That's cool. In England, as anyone who works at a kayak making company will know, the kayaks have to be cooked in a huge industrial oven at nearly 1,000 degrees. The only kayak maker who doesn't know this is the one who was cleaning the oven last week when it ignited automatically and evaporated his stupefaction until he was dead. He doesn't know this because he is melted into goo.
I'm done. I quit.
No, come on. It's just the first one.
I'm done.
You can't stop now.
I'm done. I quit. I'm sick.
Oh, come on. What'd you jerk off? Allergic to your own dick?
What? You don't see the boils popping up on my face? The fatigue.
Now, when women become allergic to their own periods, that's going to be...
They are.
They're allergic to their own body.
It's called menopause. Well, they have enough periods and they go through it as like...
Then they're hot and they're cold.
They don't know what the hell is going on.
In Wisconsin, a crew of men who were renovating a top floor apartment decided that it was too much trouble to carry the old refrigerator down the stairs, so they just pushed it out the window where it fell four stories to the street and splattered one of their co-workers until he was very instantly dead. Boom! Right on top of
him. That's a cartoon thing.
It is. There should have been cartoon noises in that. Boring. He should have, like, come out flat and then popped back up, but he didn't.
My shirt's sticking. I'm not sweating.
Oh, look at
you. Don't blow your siren breath on me.
In California. Oh, and this is my favorite one. A power line fell into a man's backyard and started a small fire. As he was trying to stomp it out, the line electrocuted him. And then his entire stupid family, as they all ran over one by one to try to pull the rest to safety. All of them. One by one. The only one left was the brother-in-law. I saw this on TV. The only one left was the brother-in-law who's like, this is the power company's fault. Can they explain to me why this power line killed my entire family? It's like, because they're idiots, man. That's why. Don't die. Don't die on me. In Pennsylvania. An abortion doctor discovered a wonderful way to deal with the problem of botched abortion.
Oh my God, I read about this one. Yes, yes, yes.
He waited till the women delivered the babies naturally and then snapped their necks.
Or chopped
the spinal cord. He's been charged with 8 counts of baby neck snapping murder. Ooh. At this point.
Okay.
Well, that's one way to get it done. You know? You're gonna make it?
Don't you...
We got too much time.
Stinks.
I'm sorry. I jerked off a mammoth.
Is that why? Wait. Why did your breath stink if you jerked off a mammoth?
Didn't say what I jerked him off with.
Nasty.
Yeah, I think that is going to be our theme for today. I really do.
I'm over here sweating and going through the change. I'm going through menopause, girl. I'm going through the change. Hot flashes.
Your tits are going to dry up. You know that. Oh, they already were. You're checking them. You're just checking. Oh, God.
Make sure.
Oh, God.
To make sure they didn't droop. Because when it's... Oh, okay.
Is it going?
I was like, what the hell is this in my box?
And when did my neighbor get all papery? What is that, a receipt?
No, it's a dinner reservation for Amtrak.
What? What you got a dinner reservation on Amtrak for?
Remember I took Amtrak to FC?
Oh, right!
And we had a sleeper car and we made dinner reservations. And
oh, right. How, okay, yeah, I didn't know that. I thought you flew.
Oh, no.
No? Let's see.
Oh, Jesus. Can we stop?
We're taking the... We've got just a short time. We have,
we have
4 minutes until a break. 4 minutes. You can do 4 minutes, man.
You have 4 minutes?
4 minutes.
More.
4 minutes
I'm
until the break.
I'm looking like a... like Nigerian person that ate too much and the rest of his city goes to hell because they haven't had any food.
You look like you just had angry jailed African sex is what you look like.
Angry jailed African
that's what
sex?
You, yes, that's what you look like. You look like you've been going down on Poindexter up in the big house.
Oh, my God. Oh, I jerked off a man.
In Tennessee...
How many more of these you got?
That's only... There's only, there's as many as there always is. There's six of them. This is number five. In Tennessee, a worker at a zoo was killed by an elephant ass when it backed up and splatted her against the iron bars of its cage until she squirted through like paste. Literally. Workers who witnessed the incident insist that the elephant just had no idea the chick was there. They saw it, and like, it just didn't look like he knew that she was there, so just backed up and squirted her through some bars. This is what happens when you, you know, elephants. But you, there's a theme today. There's some kind of theme, and it has something to do with jerking off and elephants. I'm trying to put it all together.
I'm done.
No, you got one more.
No.
You got one more.
Oh, no, no.
I'll make it quick.
I'm over here dripping sweat. My balls are itching. My titties are drying
out. Don't blame
out.
Me for your itchy balls, man. It's not my fault.
I'm over here hurting, and you over here keep putting me through this torture, and my...
I'm torturing you for the home audience. They love it.
Go jerk off. Y'all have the right to...
Jerk off a mammoth. Finally in Australia, I'll make this one quick. A man chopped up his pregnant wife with an axe and cut her fetus out to make a lucky charm so he'd win the lottery.
Did he win?
I don't know. I think he's in jail.
I really hope he wins.
I hope he wins too. Maybe he'll be able to pay his bet and get out. And wearing a dead baby around his neck or whatever. I don't know what he was doing. What's wrong? Australia is, you know, they don't have too many of them in here, but when they get one in here, it's a doozy. You notice that? You guys down there are crazy. I love them, though.
I'm done.
That's it. There's no more.
I can't laugh anymore.
There's no more of them.
My stomach hurts.
They're finished. You made it. You made it again. I'm so proud of you. Oh, man.
I'm just dripping in sweat. My nose is running. My mouth watering.
Can we get you? You can have your rag when we go on the break, which we are about to do, by the way. We have a new... first suit tip of the week with King Gord, which I always enjoy those. We got a couple of crazy damn things coming up. We have we have that the one I can't even think of the name of the damn dude who did the cows and cows and cows video. He got another weird one out. Some crazy ass slow motion punching stuff and all kinds of, you know, interesting shit. And we got some actually some footage from a dance. It's not really a convention, but it's a furry dance event in Germany that just recently happened. Very good footage of that. So you guys will enjoy that. Hopefully. Mm. And after that, we will be back to answer your letters. And we got some good ones this week. Yes, we do. Actually, I'm glad I looked at that because it reminded me of something that I got to get.
Well, you go get
it. I got to get it for Bun. But Bun's going to... do a little thing here during the letters that I think will be fun. So, we had a little too much time this time. We got another 30 seconds. I didn't time it right. So now we're going to sit here
and
we're going to jerk off a mammoth.
I'm spent. I'm done. This is what happens after we go to break. I sit here and I
wonder what L1's going to draw this week. stupid.
You said it.
I know, I know. We'll catch you on the other side of the break. Let's take a look at our white queens. I know we got a few of them.
Guys, it's King Gore here. First tip of the day. As you can see, this has something to do with the auto industry. As do both of these. Today I'm going to talk to you about something that you can do in your suit that's pretty easy and pretty fun. But you got to have the right look, first of all. The jacket, some of this, your beautiful head, your pursuit head. That's all you really need. To sell cars. It's really simple. All you need is a jacket and a couple of cars, and you could sell them in, like, watch this. Let me sell you a car. Check this baby out right here. 1997 Mazda. What is this? A 3-tooth? I don't even know what this is. It doesn't matter. Four-cylinder? Maybe it's a six-cylinder. Who the fuck knows? You're gonna buy this thing. Four-speed transmission on the floor and the column. You got two on the floor, two on the column. Oh, low drive, low high. Low high, high low. Floor of the stick. This is only $16,000 going right now. These things are going brand new for $29,995.65 with 0% APR. You don't want to pay that shit. You get it from me. Used. No fucking problem. Easy as cake. Look at this fucking Jeep. This thing, look at this. I almost broke this. You can't break this. It's a fucking Jeep. You're never going to break a goddamn Jeep. Look at this thing. It's got tires. Four of them. There's another one in the back. You're going to love it. If this one goes, you put the other one on. It doesn't matter. This thing has 1,700,000, 5,000 miles on it. $299. That's all you're going to pay. A full tank of gas, all right? Air cleaner. Box. There's a box in the back. It's got a bunch of stuff in it. You got a couple of light bulbs. You might even get a wiper blade or two. Who knows? You're going to buy this thing. You're going to think for about 5 seconds. You're going to say, you know what? You know what, KG? I'm going to buy this car. All right? Show me the Carfax. You know what? No problem. I got fucking loads of cars. I don't got them right now, but I can get them. They're everywhere, all right? You're going to buy this car. Now, I got to settle down from car mode now. So yeah, now let's say you got a couple interested in one of your vehicles. This is how it can go. Hey, this is the one I was telling you guys about. Check it out. It's a 96 Ford Escort. You guys look, you're looking to start a family, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's perfect. Look at this thing. Check it out. I'll get the keys in a minute. This thing has got like only like 20,000 miles on it. It's brand new. I can let it go for 16.5. That sound good?
Sounds good.
That sounds great.
Good. It's a deal.
That's a deal. Hey, you guys are going to love this thing.
Yes, we will. Thank you very much.
Okay, all right. Check it out.
Thanks. Again.
All right, calm down. Shut up.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Fast Ready. Fast Ready Cars. You guys know me. You guys interested in this van?
Yeah, a little bit. Looking to start a family, have a couple kids.
Oh, this thing is perfect. City Morgue used it maybe 6 months. We picked it up dirt cheap. Sell it to you dirt cheap. Couple stains. Smells a little bad. We'll take care of that, though. We got anti-lock brakes. We got power steering. We got fucking AC. Perfect fucking car for a family. Let me tell you what.
Why don't you show them the Carfax?
Yeah.
Up, Freddy?
Where's the Carfax?
You got AC. You don't need Carfax with this.
Hold on, guys. Show them the fucking Carfax, huh?
Why do you gotta keep ruining my fucking sales?
You know what? I think I want to see the Carfax now.
Yeah. Show it to him, Freddy, huh?
You motherfucker.
Another sale! You son of a bitch!
You know what? Fuck Fast Freddy. Let's get out of here.
That's how you sell somebody a goddamn car.
One forgot the intro. It's okay. You know, I actually like to watch that last video now and then and pretend that those people are everybody that I hate. I like to pretend that those people are Mormons. Because, you know, that's just... And they set that up in Utah and went Mormon punching for a day at 320 frames a second. But, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed the break. I always like putting them together. Just, you know, showing little things here and there that you know, I think you guys might enjoy here and there. But, we got some letters from you guys. You guys always write us the best letters. We love the letters you guys send us. Unfortunately, and this happens a lot, we get far more letters than we can actually read. So we pick ones based on, well, first of all, you know, how good, you know, the question is, if there's a lot of discussion in it. And say, there's this one guy who actually wrote recently. I want to acknowledge him because he did actually make a contribution to the studio at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote, he says, like, he said, you know, why you never, I keep writing letters and you never read them. And it's mainly because they're too long. A lot of people don't realize how long, you know, just a couple of paragraphs of letter is.
Yeah, to read.
To read it. So, yeah, it's, we generally will go for the ones that have short, simple, to the point ideas. And when we have too many of them, which is most of the time. Actually, and every letter that we don't read, I don't throw them away. I actually put them in a pile, and that pile is actually almost at 2,000 letters now, and that's since, I think since I moved to Michigan. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, lots of letters we've had.
Letters.
Yeah, so I read them all. Even if we don't answer them, I read all of them. But let's just go with our first letter here. It's from Tobias. It says, Dear Two, so it's like this. My ex-boyfriend wants me back despite him having a girlfriend now and living in another country. At the moment, there is a local much younger fox who has fallen head over paws in love with me. Unfortunately, I can't see myself with either. Any advice on this for this very confused orca? Sincerely, Toby. First of all, okay, the first one, yo, my boyfriend wants me back even though he has a girlfriend and is in another country. Forget it. That one's not going to work. Don't even... Basically, if it doesn't feel right, don't do it. I've known a lot of people who actually want... Get it right!
Oh, shut up.
This isn't the right... Yes, it is. There's a lot of people that, you know, I mean, even at, especially the funny ones are, you know, at, they're at 18.
Yeah.
You know, 18 years old. If I don't get a, you know, if I don't find love now, I will never find love in my life. And you got lots of time, all right? You got plenty of time. I'm 40 years old and I'm still looking for a good boyfriend, you know, so.
Hey.
I'm waiting for something to fly over this way and hit me in the head. I'm kidding, of course, because my bun's just right over there. But no, you got plenty of time. If it doesn't feel right,
right.
Don't go for it.
If it doesn't feel right.
Free bunny to a good home.
No, you're fine. But yeah, I mean, that's...
I mean, you said everything I could say.
Yeah.
Boyfriend wants you back. You have somebody who's fallen for you. You don't see it working with either. Then if you don't see it working...
Don't do it.
Don't do it. I mean, it's that simple. Don't do it.
You've got time. You've got loads and loads of time. Don't worry about that. You don't have to scramble to find yourself in love with somebody. Because, believe me, once you find yourself in love with someone, you're going to wish you'd waited. Yes. Love is great, but there are a lot of problems that go along with it. Enjoy your innocence, goddammit. So, yeah, it's don't worry about it. Just chill out. Relax. The best way I've found that... you can find love is when you're not looking for it.
Yeah.
When you just wander around doing what you do, it'll find you.
Put it to you this way. I have a boyfriend now.
You do?
Yes.
No shit!
Yes! And I haven't really dated anyone since, really, 2001.
Yeah.
So
you just chilled out.
Yeah, I chilled out.
He I didn't see him walking around sad. He was having fun. He was just fine.
Then this guy came along. I still have fun.
Yep.
So let it. It's something will come when it's supposed to come. Put mm-hmm. it that way.
Just wait for it.
Yeah.
And when it comes, grab on. Not like we're not talking mammoth Never mind. Dear to Jibba and Toast, a few weeks ago, while making Christmas cookies, I had two cents playing. I enjoyed chatting with... I enjoyed catching up with the three latest episodes. In the spirit of your Christmas show, I wanted to write and let you know how much I greatly enjoy your show. You're all endlessly funny, have a great chemistry as co-hosts, and provide really well thought out advice to the letters people send you. Boy, have we got them fooled. You're not just an entertaining show, but you're like three good friends who I look forward to seeing every week. It's always a pleasure to meet you at conventions, and an equal pleasure to spend time watching Two Cents. Thank you for your awesome work, entertaining all of us. Please keep up the excellent work, and I hope to write you to you a little more often. Take care, Sky Fox. You just bought another show. Next show, he bought a show. You bought it. Sky Fox just bought a show. Next show, sponsored by Sky Fox. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for those words of encouragement. We always like to, that's what we kind of, you know, want to be, is just, we want to be like people who just get to hang out with you. Even though you guys never say anything. Well, actually they do, but we can't read it because we're doing the show. Yeah, they say a lot of stuff. But we want to chill out with you guys and have fun. And we you know, look at the chat logs and things like that later. And it looks like you guys have fun with us. So
yeah,
that's all we want, really. Have you ever been adjudicated? Let's see here. Next letter. Dear Toast. Please shave off your mustache. You look like a pedo rabbit, and it ruins your face. From Yata the Skunk.
Oh, my God.
Bon, do you have anything to say about that at all? You'll need to put your camera on. Won't you now?
Yeah, I will.
Douche.
Sorry.
Okay, you didn't say your beard. He said your mustache.
I don't like it. Why? Why don't you like it?
Oh my God, he's actually doing this.
Happy.
Now he just looks like.
Wait, no, turn
around. Wait. Come,
what's
go
wrong
back.
With you? Actually, he looks better.
He looks more like a pedo than he did before.
No, he doesn't. He looks like he's going to sit down in the shower and cry after this.
Because he probably is. His face is over there burning.
It's turning me on. There you go, Yata Skunk. Just for you, man. Just for
that's
you.
Something you don't see every day.
We deliver. We try to deliver.
You asked it, we deliver.
Yep. Wait until someone asks about that mammoth, and then we're going to be in trouble.
I told you, I was going to sign you up for that, so you're first.
Let's see. Next letter. Dear Baron Von Griffin, Jibba Laffenheimer, and Bunzit.
Baron Von Griffin?
Yeah, Baron Von Griffin. I've been listening in since you featured my brother on the show as a segment a long while back. For the first 3 years, since I started work, I had trouble keeping things upbeat and happy. And then a friend told me the show was back about two shows into the series. Since then, it has been my addiction, and it's made me far happier at work. I've introduced a small group of friends to the show, and they love it. I'd just like to thank all of you chaps so much for providing the radio wave heroin for everyone to enjoy. The fact that you do this for free is commendable. I've never known any celebrity doing any shows like this for free, let alone award-winning comedy. Please keep it up. From a faithful listener, William Tallyho Walker, De Havilland Mosquito. Wait a minute. William Walker featured his brother on the show.
Oh, my God.
Is that Gary
Walker's, brother?
Is this Gary Walker's brother? Dude, if that's fact, we've got to... I haven't talked to Gary Walker in a long time. People still talk about Gary Walker.
I haven't talked to him since I moved out here.
We have to bow to Gary Walker. Gary Walker was awesome. We miss him. Tell him hello for us. He
needs to write in something.
Yes, he needs to do something. You know what will be depressing? Is he'll probably write into the show, "Hello, this is Gary Walker." And he'll be like an old guy now. And it'll just make us feel freaking old, you know? I think, you know what? Let's check in on the agent cam.
Yeah, let's do
see
that.
The agent cam's doing something.
Oh,
here.
My God.
Well, see, I see Jibba there, and I'm seeing a beach. I'm seeing Jibba and a beach with sand. I'm guessing.
I'm afraid.
I'm kind of afraid as well.
Oh, there's you.
Me, and I'm... Did we make that beach? Oh, there's a buried elephant.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, she went there. God, I love her.
What is the ocean come and then the beach we fit?
Oh, my gosh. Look at her. She's just lightning pencil. She just whips these to fall out of her ass.
I can't go with a damn.
I can't either, especially not that quick. My goodness. So, yes, please tell Gary Walker that we said hello.
He
needs to write to us. We miss him. And the 2 Cents listeners miss him, too.
Yes.
They ask me about him all the time. So, let's see here. Next letter. Dear two, me being my gay self, am stuck in a predicament with woman.
Okay. Read that first sentence again, please.
Me being my gay self, am stuck in predicament with woman. You see, lately, a lot of girls have been wanting to date. And all crap. And that's one of last things I want do.
Me try.
So I'm wondering, what should do? I mean, don't want tell them I'm gay, because that would definitely get out. And shit, that would really fuck things up in life. Help, too. From Tyreen, the troglodyte dragon.
I'm sorry. This is the first sentence set me off. Don't mean to poke fun at you. If you're someone, and really this depends on you, if you want to come out to everyone in the world, I'm gay, or if you don't, that should be up to you. Don't let anybody pressure you otherwise. If you decide that it's your own private business, that's the way it should be. But telling women that you're gay will not work. It doesn't work. I've tried to do this.
Especially if they like you.
If
they like you, it will not work.
It will not work.
Yeah, if we both have issues.
Oh, yes. This happens because there are women out there that will troll around gay bars.
Yep.
And they'll come up to you. If you tell them you're gay, women will think they can turn you straight.
It's like a gold star for them.
Yeah.
There's a secret women's club.
Yes. And if they turn you straight, then they get points. They think that they can turn you straight if they're good enough. So they'll try. And the harder you say, you know, I'm gay, the harder they'll try to turn you straight.
Yeah.
What you have to do is you have to say, I already have a girlfriend. That they won't mess with as much. Now, I'm not saying with entirely, but not as much.
Well, it all depends. Because if you say you already have a girlfriend and they still like you, well, where's the girlfriend? I want to meet her.
Well, but they can do that, but then you can just say, no, go away.
No, you just need to take a picture of you fucking some dude.
That works. Just say you're in a relationship, because that could mean anything.
Yeah, that actually. Well, first you say, well, first to me,
that could
I would
be tell a dog.
Gay.
Yeah. Yes.
And then once they continue to try, which they will, then you say, no, look,
I'm in a relationship.
I'm in a relationship,
and you have to say it just like that. You have to say, I'm in a relationship.
You come out with a wig and high heels, and then they'll leave you alone. They'll become your fag hag.
Yeah, they will. Then they'll fag hag at you.
And I don't know if you want that.
They're okay.
They're okay.
They're okay. Some of them are pretty. Some of them are kind of cute. They dance with you. It's good.
No, but if you feel like you really want to come out to people and let them know, then do it.
Then do it. Be prepared to face consequences if you do. But if it's worth it to you, then do it.
Then do it. And if these girls continue to pester you about it, find yourself a boyfriend.
Yep. Say, I got a relationship.
I'm in a relationship.
I'm a relationship with Enrique Dotch. Snap.
You gotta do the
Z-snap. Around the world, snap back. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Dear Lord Commander 2, Sir Dr. Jibba, and Grand Marshal Technician Toast. All right, you guys are just getting crazy on us with this shit now.
Lord Commander 2.
Yes. Sir Dr. Jibba and Grand Marshal Technician Toast. I like that. What is up with the drama in the fandom lately? Without using any names, several artists who I followed on FA have recently quit, citing rather dubious reasons for doing so, usually regarding the ban on Cub Art. While they may have some valid reasons for leaving, actions speak louder than words, and the actions say to me, wah. One of your many, many listeners, Furlong. You know, it's something that I don't know if you knew. I don't know how long you've been in the fandom. There will always be drama. Drama is always going to happen.
Yep.
In the fur fandom. It flares up, it goes down. Just sit back and enjoy it. Don't try to control it.
It'll go away.
Drama is a fickle bitch. Don't even try to control it. Just go. Just watch it, laugh at it, go along with it. That's my best
advice. Move on.
And move on. And white queen it, and then move on. See, Dear Two, as I am a guy, I never imagined I would end up dating a guy, but on New Year's Eve, I met my current stud of a boyfriend, Scott.
Ooh.
Oh. Have we been together long enough to start having sex? We have only been together 3 days at the time of the writing of this mail, obviously. And already he is all I can think about. What should I do? Alamo, Texas. I'm going to turn this one over to our resident expert, Jibba. He's going to have better advice on this one.
You said, have you... Sex is whatever you will determine it to be, to me.
Yeah.
If you want it to be emotional... If you feel like you're at the point to where you two can make a bond with sex, then by all means go with it. I mean, to tell you the truth, me and my boyfriend, because you met him, and we were around, and we were together
a whole 3 hours before. No, okay, it was longer than that. I'm making fun of
it. No. We have been out many times before we even had sex the first time. There have been other people who I have dated. We had sex on the first night.
Yep.
It was good. But that ended. I mean, it really is up to you. And why am I the resident person on this subject?
Because my advice on this is probably not going to be very, very good.
He's going to tell you not to have sex. Don't do
it. No, I'm not. I was going to say.
Fuck him in the first date. Fuck him in the throat and the ass and the titties and the ear and the eye and the nose. You do all that shit. No, that's what he's going to tell you.
That's not, you said that, not me. If the mammoth penis fits.
Then wear it.
Then wear it. Which you would. You'd have to.
You would.
I wouldn't.
No, but my honest advice, and this is probably, if it feels right.
I would say, for me, just my advice would, of constant dating, of constant hanging out with each other, I'd say wait minimum of about a month. Minimum. And then if it feels right.
Well, to me, that's where, if it feels right.
Yeah.
Then that's when you do it. Don't let it be forced. Don't let it be pushed. When it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. It will happen. That's the truth.
And there's no time frame with that.
Yeah.
But when it's going to happen, it's going to happen. There's difference between intimacy and sex.
Yeah, that is a fact. There is.
Yeah, and
you can be intimate and not have sex.
Exactly, and that's when it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
And just let it happen. Don't force it.
Of course, being as I don't know, this may be a little bit more complex to him because this sounds like he didn't really expect himself to be gay. Which surprise to all you straight people out there and people who don't know this, but nobody ever expects to be gay. It's just something they figure out about themselves one day, and they're more surprised than anyone else. I remember when I was, I think I was about 25, when I went, you know, this crazy phase is not going to go away, is it? I thought this was some kind of teenage chemical thing. This is not going away. What the hell? Surely I'm not a gay man. But, you know, that's...
I knew for a long time and just hit it.
Yeah. A lot of people do that.
I messed around with the first dude when I was in fourth grade.
Why does that not surprise me?
I was in fourth grade when I messed around with my first dude. And we did in the bushes behind my house.
Poor. Slut. Cheap.
Of all the things I am, I am not cheap.
Okay, you're not cheap.
He's expensive. And he's chocolate.
Sorry, that's a story for another day. We'll tell you about that one. Next letter. Dear Two, why do we suffer? Does our suffering cause the sun to rise or the grass to grow? I'm guessing this is from an anonymous. We suffer because we make ourselves suffer. Nobody else does it. We make ourselves suffer. Because we don't have anything better to do. Real show now. We don't have anything better to do. We get bored. We gotta suffer. We have to suffer. Because, you know, if... And I think another big reason we suffer is because we really don't have a lot of problems. If you ever know anybody who's really had some deep, serious problems in their life, you don't see them running around suffering a lot.
You don't see them running around going, screaming, I'm suffering,
yeah,
I'm suffering.
Yeah.
They know how to suck it up and deal with it.
They find every reason not to suffer. You know, these are the people, it's like, you know, they could be... You know, their mother is on fire over in the corner, and they just lost all their money. They've been shot in the leg. Mammoth just fucked them, and they're going to be sitting there smiling. Why, you know, in the rain? Why are you smiling? Well, I got this tent. You know,
right?
I got a shelter, and there's some grass over there to eat, so I'm happy. You know, these are people. You meet someone like that, they've had a real hard time. But you know, we suffer because it's how we define ourselves. People define themselves through their misery. If we were always happy all the time, we wouldn't really know who we were.
Well, think about it. Whenever you give a bad story, somebody always has to have a worse one.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And since misery likes company.
Yeah.
You know?
My mother died by a head wound. Well, my mother died, she was stabbed by two goats that were fucking on the back of an elephant that fell off a cliff. Well, my mother died, she was fucked by a mammoth that was spawned by Tokyo people. And then my mother was... And that's exactly...
Well, my uncle died when he was paralyzed and building a house with his teeth and it fell on him. And, you know, it's... My uncle did die like that. Building a house with his teeth and no. But no, that's why we suffer, because it's half of what defines us. I mean, the good times define us just as much as the bad times, so we have to have it.
Yeah.
We wouldn't know who we were without that. Let's see, next one. Dear Two, I gather you played an FPS or two in your day.
Nope.
But do you got game?
Nope.
I'm talking your favorite blop server ISP. Bring it, old man. Unknown Soldier.
That's a challenge. That's not.
Oh, when and where, motherfucker? Write to me when and where. I will get online, and I will show you what kind of game I got. He's probably gonna kick my ass. But we're not gonna tell him that because I got to act like I'm a badass. Actually, I'm. To be honest, I'm usually, and I know for an old man. Hey, look. I had my hands on video game joysticks probably before your ass was born, all right? And that's probably not even a lie.
What if he's older than you?
I doubt it. I don't know. If he's older than me, then forget that. I've been playing video games a long time. But, you know, I don't know. I think for an old guy, I do pretty good. I usually fluctuate between upper average to, on a good day, I'll have, you know, I'll get top scores.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody has that day where they can't do shit. Everybody. I mean, you know, where they'll be spawning on top of grenades.
That'll be the day that you play him.
That'll be the day I play him. You know, where it's like, you know, you'll jump off a cliff and land between four people shooting at each other.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you can't get 3 seconds out of spawn before your ass is kicked by something you didn't even see coming. You have days like that. I have days like that, too. But in general, I'm usually not too bad. I'm usually around average, upper average.
You know, I still suck.
I usually get, you know, third, fourth position somewhere, and on the good days I'll get up in the like ones and twos sometimes. So, but if you want to play sometime, let me know, and we'll get together and play. Now, if you're talking about Xbox, I retract that statement entirely.
Talking about Xbox, you gotta play with me.
Yeah, then you can go ahead. Because I am not nearly so good with the Xbox controller as I am with the mouse and keyboard. So,
you know, there we go. We played Left 4 Dead.
Yes.
We for did. The first time. I played it for the first time.
With Witchy and Gavin.
With Witchy, Gavin, and him.
Yeah. And we tore that shit up, too.
And I sucked.
He went, no, he didn't.
Well, no, you know, at the end of the game, when they show all the lists, I was bottom of every single one. And then the one thing that I was on top of took most damage by the tank.
Okay. It was his first time, not only his first time playing the game entirely, but he was playing it on a PC. All right, folks, we got to give him that. He was doing this.
But he was I didn't die.
He didn't die. He did okay. He did okay. He did pretty good. Well, you know what? Apologies to Husky Wildheart. We did have one more mail, but we don't have the time. So we're going to move on. Bunny, I think you've got some holidays back there, don't you, for us? Let us know. Oh, God. Ugh. I keep forgetting that you're you.
I don't like the look.
I don't either.
I think he looks okay.
He looks funny.
He always looks funny.
That's true.
Go for it, Bun.
All right. Holiday time. Okay, I'm going to designate this Masturbation Technique Awareness Week.
Oh, God.
All right. Look up some new techniques, you know, maybe, you know, the pinch hitter, you know, the curveball, whatever. Okay. Today is going to be Rodent Day, Rodent Appreciation Day. All the little rodent creatures, including myself, you know, being a bunny. We're all rodents. Everybody appreciate us. Please don't eat us. Don't appreciate
us
with barbecue
sauce. That's the best way to appreciate a bunny is to not.
Okay. The 23rd, which is going to be tomorrow, is going to be Post-Orgasmic Illness Syndrome Day. How are you going to celebrate this? Wear a white t-shirt. Draw little rash stains all over it. Also on your back. The 24th is going to be Beer Can Day, which I looked it up. It's boring. Something about Budweiser. If it comes in a can, it ain't beer. So I saw that there is now whiskey in a can.
Whiskey? Yeah, I've seen whiskey in a can. That's an abomination.
Whiskey in a can?
You can get it in Australia out of a vending machine.
I've never seen that.
Yep.
Dude,
wait, we can get it out of a vending machine.
You can get it out of vending machines in Australia. You can get Jack Daniels in a can.
We need to take a trip to Australia. I want a can of this.
Anybody in Australia want to send me a can? Dude, that's awesome. Okay, the 25th is going to be Macintosh Computer Day.
No!
Hey, before you even get on that, okay, we're not talking about your iMac, Apple, you know, metrosexual, look at how flamingly gay I am.
Oh, Apple, the original old Macintosh.
You're talking about Matt Ebel there.
Well, the old
Hi,
Macintosh.
No, I'm talking about the old Macs. Like, you know, way back in the day when nobody knew what the hell a Macintosh was.
When the switch was on the back and you had the big old floppy disk and all you could see was green and green.
I thought they were boat anchors with cords on them.
Grandma had to get on the bike and start pedaling just to start the damn thing up. Okay. The 26th is going to be Cook Dinner with an Oven Day.
Okay.
I like that.
I think more people should do that. I think they should get out and actually prepare more dinners.
I agree. You know, actually prepare something. Prepare some food.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
Go online, look up a recipe or two.
Microwaves are terrible. Okay. The 27th is going to be Auschwitz Liberation Day.
I thought they did that already. Haven't they been liberated? I mean, I thought that happened in like 1940 something.
Well, they're celebrating, you know, the people being taken out of the oven.
The day after Cook Things in an Oven Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it is. The day after Cook Things in the Oven Day is going to be...
We're liberating Auschwitz.
You are going to hell, Bun. You may be going almost as fast as me. This makes me happy.
Hey, that just means I gotta, you know, warm things up for you. Okay, the 28th is Think a Plugin Developer Day.
Dude, you know, Think a Plugin Developer Day?
Plug-in,
yeah,
like
plugins, like for your browser, for your use, for your website.
Oh, I'm sitting here going through my head, plug it in, plug it in. Plug it in, baby. What?
What? No!
I'm not talking to you.
You're cut off.
I'm not talking to you.
You're cut off from speaking.
Think about mammoths, okay? Hey.
You are cut off. No more mammoth dicks for you.
Okay. The 29th is either Very Modular People Day or Leprosy Day.
Wait, Very Modular People Day?
No, wait, people with leprosy, aren't they technically very modular people? I mean, technically, well, aren't they kind of the same thing?
Yeah. Hey, I'm trying to be politically correct. They don't very, have leprosy.
Very modular people, Day.
Module. God. They were built in modules.
Component people, Day.
Component people.
Because.
All right.
We can build them stronger and faster.
Here, take a little.
We can build them portable. We can.
Hey, just don't leave the.
We can build them detachable. They can.
I wonder if they put like other people's arms on other people.
I don't know, but leprosy is probably the key.
Well, yeah, because their arm fall off just sticking on somebody who lost their arm a long time ago.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay. Before I let you guys go, since we're getting close to the end of the season, I want to get people thinking. For next season, the Bunny Holidays, I want you to submit them. I want you to think of holidays, you know, things that people can, you know, celebrate. However, draw a line somewhere in decency. I really don't want to have...
Yeah, like you have, right?
Hey, I'm a professional.
Professional what?
I don't want. I'm not gonna put it on if it's like worship my grandmother's rusty tit day. Okay. You know, something fun, something entertaining, something creative. Send those in. Send them to my FA account. Which
why
is,
don't we leave it at that for now? We gotta go for time. Besides,
Toast Rabbit.
If you
on
say
FA.
What you're saying right now. They're going to start sending them in now, you dork.
Hey,
don't send these in yet.
I got to start collecting.
They're a good idea, but don't send them in yet. We're going to wait for next season for this. So don't start flooding the email boxes yet, because this is going to be next season. But just fair warning for it. We got to go to our top 10. We got our tees on today.
Oh, yeah, my
birds shirt. And shirts and stuff.
I was raised.
On the streets. I just got a Woody. So.
Oh, how appropriate.
What? I do. Our top 10 for today, final thing for this, for today, and we'll let you go on and enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. We got the top 10 worst in the world. Believe me, I've seen them. Worst comb overs. Ever.
You unless one of them is at my work. If he's not in here.
Some of them are bad. Some of them are pretty bad. He might be. Let's go to number 10.
He is.
Now, that one's just funny. That almost looks like a hat made out of a mammoth. Is that some kind of speaker or something? I mean, some kind of, like, country leader?
He looks German.
No, oh, come on. He looks Chinese.
Everybody
dude.
Looks German to me. If you're not black, you're white. And everybody's white German.
Oh, come on. What's number 9?
Oh.
I call that the coach.
You like? Oh God!
I don't like.
How do you like any comb over?
Out of comb overs, I like that one.
He got Bunt's mustache. See,
well, it's not there anymore.
Oh, yeah. Number 8.
Ooh.
Okay, that dude's trying far too hard.
Yeah, he's trying.
He's trying way too hard. I mean, if you're gonna have a comb over, that's got to go. That you got to grow your hair long enough to cover the damn distance.
Well, he even has a part down at the bottom.
I know. That's crazy. Let's see, number 7. All right, his is falling apart. Now, it might have been good at one point, but it looks like some wind happened.
And wet.
And maybe he's not having such a good day anymore. Wait, number 7, right? Number 6. You know, that guy just needs to turn Jewish, and that would solve his problem right there.
It looks like an Easter egg.
No, he just needs a Jew beanie. He needs a Jew beanie. Honestly, he just needs to go Jewish, and he'd be fine. He'd be great.
Well, he wouldn't even... Yeah, all he has to do is uncomb the hair, and he looks like he has one all the time.
Well, I mean, no, notice the rest of his hair is short, except for those few strands that he grew to go. He just needs to cut all that short and turn Jewish. He'll be fine. Put a little propeller on top of it, and he can take off. That was 6, right? And this is number 5. All right,
Why would you comb over in a place where there is no hair, normally?
That's... okay, that dude is trying to put far too much style into something that should never have style.
And his hair is gray on the side.
And is that like a toupee comb over?
It looks like it.
It does, doesn't it?
His hair is gray on the side. He has a toupee that sits on his ear over here. And he combs over.
Man. What's number four? Okay. Ooh. Okay, that's just nasty. That is just nasty.
Where's the hair coming from?
It looks like it's coming out of his ass. I can't.
Look at the back of his face.
I know.
There it is.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's pretty crazy. All right, down to number three. Oh, come on.
He didn't even make it all the way across.
Come on now. That's not even, you're not even trying, brother. Come on.
Pizza head.
What is he trying? Is he working on it? He's trying to get a comb over going.
Yeah, well,
it's a fledgling comb over.
That's not even 25%.
No. Watching this guy do a comb over is like watching somebody do brain surgery with a boat oar. That just, it doesn't work. That just does not work.
I'd willing to try.
What the, oh, you mean the boat oar?
The boat oar.
Okay, I thought you meant the comb over.
No.
What do you got for number two? All right. That guy looks like he just got hit with something. That's all. He just looked like somebody slapped him upside his head. That's funny as hell. All right. Finally, number one. Oh, my God.
He put a lot of thought into that.
He put too much effort into it. Now, why is he using styling gel on a comb over? I mean, it looks like it's wet. Did he just... What's he been sticking his head in? I'm not going with the mammoth joke. I'm not going to go.
You already did it with doing that.
I didn't. I'm not. I wasn't going to go with the mammoth joke. Wasn't going to do it. Hey, how's, is there anything on the agent cam? Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like, oh, yeah, look at her. There she goes. She is amazing. That's going to be our cover for this week. We'll have it uploaded later for you. Thanks, Elrond. Thanks to everybody, by the way. Thank you guys for continuing to watch. And we're not going to be here next week because Jib is going to be off somewhere. We might. Okay, I'm not going to say not going to be. We might be able to record it early. So I'm not sure. We're going to try to continue. We're going to try to be here next week, but it's still possible we might not be. Either way, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Witchy, for watching the channel. Gab, you too. Thank you, Tugrick, for hosting the site. Tim Albee for donating a lot of the equipment here. Varmint. For the funding. Thank you to Zambuka and Zing and the others for the animations and for all you guys out there for watching our show again tonight. Thank you, Jibba, for being here. And thank you, Bun.
Thank you for hosting the show.
Well, you're very welcome.
Uh-huh.
I think we've thanked every doctor. And there we go.
Thank you, Mammoths.
Yeah, and thank you, Mammoths.
Thank you, Mammoth and Tokyo.
And Tokyo.
For
making the Mammoths.
Yes.
And we will catch you guys maybe next week. But until then, have a great week, guys. Stay safe, stay happy. We will see you again soon. And remember... So I'm thinking about mammoths. It's going to be something about mammoths, but I can't think of it.
Just off frequently, they're huge.